the parties are keen to stress their commitment to small businesses.
Making sure we keep taxes down on business.
Lower taxes for small business.
Commitment to backing small businesses.
The 5 million people who set up their own businesses.
But local bosses here say the pre-election period is a difficult time.
My name's Mark Thomas, my company's Thomascroft Limited. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the air. Lots of small businesses have got plans on hold with the recovery just on the move and hoping that things are going to go in the right direction. But too often when the election comes up, there's lots of window dressing for making things feel good, and then things change with the budget after the election.
And it appears there are plenty of issues worrying smaller companies.
A lot of my clients are in the construction industry, and they very often find that their cash flow is being squeezed by the bigger boys, and the government keeps saying they're going to introduce measures to force the big boys to make them pay on time, but they don't. And very often businesses get squeezed out of business.
I'm Rob Dewing, I run Northwood Websites. I'm also chairman of the local branch of the Federation of Small Businesses. I hear a lot about the cost of renting property, difficulty of getting credit, concerns about health and safety, red tape, things that this last government has said it was going to lighten, and to some extent it has, but there's still quite a way to go.
I'm Jackie Nailon, and I run a PR company in the New Forest. Supporting the Chambers of Commerce, supporting small business expos.
Stuart Gregory is MD of Lentune Mortgages in Lymington and says there are plenty of ways the next government could help.
Small business rates relief is very useful. Also, a continuation of the National Insurance Allowance. It's additional costs which hits the bottom line of them trying to make a profit, really, which the government would also benefit if they made more profits as well.